Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. I want you to read 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 32 through 37. And you have to see this picture in your mind. So we are told in that passage that while David was traveling to the top of the Mount of Olives, he was told of Ahithophel and his betrayal. And while traveling to the top, David prayed that guttural prayer that we talked about yesterday, please turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And then we read in this passage that while David was coming to the summit where God was worshiped, a man by the name of Hushai showed up. Hushai was sharing in the distress of David. He had his robe torn. Dirt was on his head as a symbol of being in mourning. And here is the answer to David's prayer. Notice that David says to Hushai, you will defeat for me the counsel of Ahithophel. This is absolutely God's providence on display for all of us to see and take hope in. While David was taking one strange step after another, trying to make it to the summit, carrying his broken heart, tears in his eyes, and this prayer on his lips, while all of that was going on and David reaches the summit, Hushai is pushing through the crowd to get to David. So my friends, see in this passage that when you think all is lost, when confusion has set in, don't ever forget that God is moving in the crowds. God hears your prayers and He has already put the answer to your prayers in motion. This is the providence of God. Now, the answer to your prayer, especially for us, may be difficult to discern at times because I think we're always thinking in terms of the supernatural, when many times the answer to the prayer is in the routine providences of God. We just have to have the spiritual insight and discernment to recognize what is going on. As you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionary in China. And also remember the Yaramba LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.